Nixon in Watergate tried to make the conduct of the press the issue instead of the conduct of the president and the men around him. Donald Trump has gone even farther. He's tried to undermine the credibility of the press as a national institution to the detriment of the country by these broad attacks on the press, which really the press is in the United States, as our leaders have recognized going back to the days of the early republic, the last bastion of truth mm-hmm. that makes democracy function. Yes, we make mistakes, and we need to admit our mistakes. We oughtn't to be too provocative, which we sometimes are, with a president who's putting a lot of bait out there, and sometimes we take the bait and mm-hmm. get a little petty. I'd like to see a lot less of criticizing on our air the president for playing golf. Let him play all the golf that he wants. I don't think that's our job. We've got a deadly, serious inquiry in front of us, and reporting by and large by the mainstream press, by the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, the Wall Street Journal, has been some of the greatest reporting of the presidency Amen. That we have seen in the last 50, 60 years.
Amen, Carl.
That's so right. But if just real quickly, the tone is a big
yes,
issue here.
And, I agree.
In lots of reporting, particularly on television commentary, there's a kind of self-righteousness and smugness and people kind of ridiculing the president. When we reported on Nixon, it was obviously a very different era, but there was, we did not adopt a tone of ridicule. The tone was, what are the facts?